put that on the 25th of December, what's the first thing you might say to somebody on the Sunday?
Merry Christmas.
And we're hoping people say anything different.
Not that I remember.
You ever heard anybody say Christmas gift there?
That's right.
Say Christmas gift.
Say Christmas gift?
Instead of Merry Christmas.
No.
What about January the 1st?
What was the other one?
Happy New Year.
Anything you might say by way of appreciation instead of thank you, would you ever say, hey, how much, what?
No, to me, the most you say is thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it.
And you might tell your wife, well, I have to go downtown to do something.
That's hard for a man to say, unless you're going to sell one down for business, some type or other.
Would you say go to do some shopping or something like that?
No, not a man, a woman. See, that applies more to a woman. I can't see why a man would sell one and do shopping.
You might say, say you made a purchase and you were buying a present, something like that, you buying a Christmas present. You made the purchase and then the storekeeper took some paper and did what to it?
Gift wrapping.
So when you got it home, the package had to be what? And it had been wrapped up?
When
you gave it to the person, it had to be done.
What? I don't know what you mean. If it's properly gift wrapped, well, then you give it to the person and say, here's a little gift for you, or what is that effect?
See, if you had to sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say you had to sell it, or I had to sell it.
Well, the had been time to say, well, they sold it for song and the dance. They give it away. Sold it much cheaper than what they should have. Song and the dance.
Did you ever say just had sell it for a loss or sell it at a loss or something like that?
No. No, no. Now he said, well, he gave that away. Or the song and the dance. That expression has been used many times by the people around here.
You might say, talking about bills and so forth, you might say the 15th of the month is when the bill is
due.
Or you might say, if you join a club, you have to pay your what?
Pay your dues.
You and your wife belong to any kind of club, stuff like that,
you know? Oh, that's someone's wrong. No club. No, wait a minute. If you want to hold the club, my wife belongs to this auxiliary from the fire department.
They have a volunteer fire department?
Yeah. That's the only thing we have here. The whole department there. And she belongs to the auxiliary.
Say, we're talking about swimming and diving, Sally. You ever seen them do a kind of dive where they jump in and land flat on the
back? Yeah.
What are they called?
On belly. Belly buster. If you're doing that from any height, at height. Yeah, I've seen that many times. When the wall comes off flat in the belly.
Before a baby walks, you say it does what?
Creeps. Crawls. But I think most of you would say creep.
You cut up a job.
You got to creep before you walk.
Did y'all ever do climbing trees and all when you were coming up?
Yeah. I got stung by a bee in the almond tree back at the post office many years ago. I was a little boy. Yeah, I climbed trees. I was very agile.